Death is back.
Blog Talk Radio.
81-0, baby. Charlie Zelenoff, pound for pound number one. I just won a fight a few hours ago. And by the way, I'm back from the Ukraine. I'm in Los Angeles. How's everyone been, man? I know it's been a while. I'm sure you all seen the updates. You all seen my beautiful wife. And, you know, yeah, I mean, am I glad to be back? Not really, because I miss my wife, and I was supposed to go with her, but it's a process until they let her out. But, yeah, I'll come back to the Ukraine in about 2-3 months, and, you know, I love her. She loves me. We have a very strong love. But let's talk boxing, man. I just whooped the shit out of a heavyweight from the U.S. Navy. Kind of funny, but my last two victims were both military guys. U.S. Marine, U.S. Navy. Marines are obviously stronger than the Navy, but this guy was 230. The Marine was about 170, 175. This guy was big, man. And some of the fight is on video, but see, some Asian dude was recording. That guy's a complete fucking retard. I should have punched him instead of the heavyweight because he started recording the floor. No, in the end, I stopped that Navy guy. Here's what happened. You all saw how I landed all the bombs on him in the beginning. Yeah, I hit him with a bunch of right hands. And then, after that, he stopped recording. This dude started recording the floor. And then, you know, the son of a bitch, I walked in a jab. I wasn't hurt at all. It was a flash knockdown. Look, it's called a fluke, all right? I'm beating the guy's ass, hitting him with, you saw the right hands I was hitting him with. Okay, I was fucking him up. I got caught. It happens when the fighter's winning and the lesser fighter catches the superior fighter with a lucky punch, but the better fighter always wins. Before I got up and I stopped him, I finished him. I hit that black guy, the Navy. I told him, hey, Navy boy, you got your ass beat. Because he was talking a lot of shit before. I challenged him. I said, let's box. I'm looking for somebody to box. And he started showing me his Navy license and shit. What the fuck? I don't give a fuck. I'm the champ. I'm the greatest of all time, motherfucker. You shove that license up your ass, huh? You're going to get your ass beat right now. We put on gloves, and I jabbed him. And before the video recording went on, I jabbed him in the jaw. And, you know, you all saw the right hands, 06, 07. Man, I lit him up. 012, 013. Man, that haymaker 012 was mean, man. And I hit him. Listen, I came from Ukraine yesterday. I'm jet lagged, and, you know, I'm not the one to give excuses, but I haven't trained in about 2 months, man, because April 11th was win number 80 when I beat the U.S. Marine, and from then on I have not trained at all, because that was such a great win, beating that Marine, that I was like, fuck, I'm going to take a break, I'm going to go to Ukraine and be with my wife. And, yeah, what can I say? Good win, great win. Should I say great win? But then, yeah, fluke knockdown. Here's what happened when I got up. This clown, he got scared because he knew that it was a lucky punch, and he knew that he was getting his ass kicked. He just landed a lucky punch, and he knew that the knockdown, just all it did was piss me off. I got pissed. This motherfucker clinches me, and then I start punching him in the head over and over without no answer at all. Did not hit me back, just took a beating. And then somebody just stepped in and, like, tackled both of us and separated the fight. Before, that's a technical knockout because he was like, chill. He was telling me to chill. He's like, chill, chill. He's like, I'm good. I'm done. And then I just fucked him up. And I'm like, yeah, you're done. I TKO'd the fuck out of him, man. That's the full fight. But see, that's the thing. Some Asian guy was recording it. He's an idiot. He started recording the floor. Well, it's very important. It's something I need to make public. It's very important to have your own cameraman now. Yeah, just to give the camera to random people because, you know, I've had motherfuckers record good, but you never know who you run into. You might give the camera to some clown that never doesn't know how to record. He's going to start recording the floor, which was the case today. He recorded me landing some punches on the guy, but then he started recording the floor when I saw the tape, and that's why I didn't put the full fight. Whatever, it's all good, man. Plenty of full fights. I'm happy about the win. I'm just a little pissed off about the knockout. I don't know. Very rare for me to get knocked out. Yeah, but it happens, man. When you have 81 fights, well, when you're this deep in the game, man, it's just you're bound to go through some of that shit, you know. Against the Marine, I didn't even get hit. I just fucking annihilated him. I didn't even get touched. This fight, I don't even get touched. He touched me once. I got up. What? It's how you finish. It's how you finish. You know what I mean? See, and really, when he knocked me down, what he should have done is just he should have started swinging. But he didn't. He got scared, and he started backing up. And when I got up, and this is it. He's the one. The knockdown actually hurt him more than it hurt me, because when he knocked me down, I got up and TKO'd him. I stopped him brutally, man. I hit him on the head 4 or 5 times after that, and then, yeah, he was done. Well, there you go. 81-0, 52 knockouts, man. The underground boxing, West Side's update, 81 wins or losses, man. 81. Hey, Kobe, I got 81 too, bitch. Fucking clown. Hey, y'all saw my wife? Shit. Kobe can't kill his dream to have a wife that hot, man. Fuck Kobe. Yeah, I don't hate the Lakers. I actually think that they'll be pretty good when Kobe leaves. But yeah, I don't like that clown Kobe Bryant. Man, I'm 81-0. I'm the best boxer of all time, best in the world. Charlie Zelenoff, hands down, master boxer, knockout artist. You know, the greatest that's ever wasted a month. Me. I mean, I proved it yet again today. And this guy Kobe Bryant, he supports fake boxers, whatever. I don't want to talk about it. Yeah, well, let me talk about what I'm sure a lot of people want to hear. How was your trip in Ukraine, champ? It was great. You know, you all saw the pictures and my wife kissing me and everything. Hey, I mean, I'm lucky and I'm blessed to have her, to be able to call such a beautiful girl my wife. You know, that's a blessing from God that I'm going to cherish for the rest of my life. And I do. However, with all my heart, man, I miss her so much that I just can't wait to see her again. I'm going to go back. I can't wait to see her again. You know, I think that once I get to the 100, now I'm going to retire on top. Because really, if you think about it, what is there to prove? I mean, there's nothing to prove. I mean, I don't know if I'll indefinitely retire, but definitely for a few years. But I don't know, man. When I was on this break in Ukraine, not fighting, you know, just, you know, I missed the combat and boxing. I missed it all, man. You know, now I came back. Literally, I had to fly from, I was jet lagged as fuck, and I still weren't. I had to fly from Ukraine to Germany, Munich. From Germany to Chicago, and from Chicago to L.A. That's a lot of flights, huh? The fucking Germany to Chicago. It was 9.5 hours flight. That's long, man. That's shitty. Like, imagine sitting on a plane that long. Yeah, man. And then 4 hours from Chicago to LA. It was pretty fucking long. And I'm like, I come out of the plane. I'm like, oh, dizzy as fuck. Like, just not feeling it, man. I'm like, oh, shit. What the fuck is this? And there you go, man. The very next day, I go. I put on gloves. Challenge the biggest motherfucker in the gym, man. Heavyweight, man. Fucking annihilated him, man. Got knocked down, got back up, and fucking stopped him. Now that, your box rank, now that is what I call a champion. The heart of a champion. Something you motherfuckers lack. Something I have. Bitches will never have. Greatest of all time. Charlie Zelenoff, man. Enough said. Right, Boxrack? Oh, you guys are... I mean, I don't even know how to start because I finished y'all. I don't even want to talk about you people. Like, this whole fuck box, right? Fuck the haters. I'm tired. I forgot these people exist. Haters? Who are the haters? I'm married, man. I have a wife, man. I'm going to be 27 years old next month, man. Got to 81 wins at 26, but... Yeah, I'm too old for this shit, man, to worry about what some crazy people are saying about me. Yeah, I don't know. That's why I don't even give a fuck, man. I left the comments for the fight. They can't say shit. I beat the guy's ass, but, you know, let them talk, man. Yeah, it's not going to upset me. I realize it, man. These people on the internet are nuts. You know, not everybody, but a lot are. And no matter what you do, no matter how many people you beat, no matter how successful you get, they're still going to hate you. And when you realize that, well, it becomes a lot easier. Because when you're just worried there, oh, yeah, I got to prove them wrong. No, man. Fans are going to support, haters are going to hate. That's it. That's just the way life is, man. You can't have everybody. See, with my haters, it's a little different. They're delusional. The haters are delusional. They would deny reality. Like, I would post videos of me beating the fuck out of guys, and they would still, like, talk shit. They would dispute my victories and shit like that. You can't dispute. Come on, my last fight, like, today, I'm hitting a guy with haymakers. The guy's, you know, military, and he's a heavyweight, and I'm not even close to heavyweight, and I'm beating the fuck out of him, and then I stop him. See, I got knocked down, I got up and stopped him. That proves I could take a punch because I came back from a knockdown from a heavyweight and nearly knocked him out cold. I started punching him in the head. He just, like, all right, you remember when when I beat the shit out of that TV fighter that, like, grabbed on and shit, and I started punching him? The white guy, man, yeah, you all know who I'm talking about, man. Yeah, him. It was sort of, well, I didn't get, I landed like 4 or 5 hits in the clinch. I didn't get as many hits as I did on that white TV fighter, but I got a lot, man. And the hits were harder, and they were more accurate. Some of the hits on the white guy was in the back of the head, some on the side of the head. This was all side. This was just, I crushed him, dude. I hit him in the face over and over. I mean, look, it's a great victory to come back, you know, come back from Ukraine. But I didn't. I'm not the one to give excuses. But I didn't train too much, man. I didn't prepare. I didn't. You know, I was jet lagged too, and I still won. I mean, and I got knocked down. I still got up, and I still beat him. Hey, listen, Hunter knows formality. It's destiny. When I get to 100, no, this is it. Charlie Zelenoff, the greatest. We'll hang him up on top, and what I've done in boxing, it will go down in history as the greatest story, sports story, ever, period. The best ever, Charlie Zelenoff. Floyd Mayweather, he fucking clown. Yeah, actually, I really want to knock out Mayweather Jr. To this day, I still want to beat him. I'm beating guys bigger, stronger than him. How many more wins do I have? 48, 80? Well, his wins I have. I hold a dispute against all his wins because, listen, even if he was to prove that all his 48 wins are real, who did he beat, man? He's beating guys that are 150, 54, and 147. He's beating small motherfuckers, man. That black guy beat today, the Navy guy, that guy would knock Pacquiao the fuck. He's 230 pounds, man. I'm going up against heavyweights. I'm challenging myself. I'm not handpicking. I even ask motherfuckers, like, when I challenge people, before I would just challenge everybody. I would see a big guy and say, yo, you, come on, let's go. And until somebody would agree. Now it's a little different. Now you know what I say? I ask them about their combat experience. Like, because now I don't want to beat up random dudes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I ask them. I'm like, you box? No. You do MMA? No. You do something? Yeah, they reply, oh, yeah, you know, kickboxer, professional kickboxer. I'm in the military. Okay, military, cool, let's go. Yeah, somebody that's somehow affiliated with fighting. If they say, no, I'm not a fighter, this is it. I'm not a good fighter. Because I can kill somebody with all my power that I have if they're not. I can cripple any fighter. Can you imagine what I can do to a regular human being? Yeah, just because somebody's tatted up and looks intimidating, no, man, that doesn't mean nothing. They have to have fighting experience. The UBF reached such a high level, 81-0. Come on, I'm 81-0. I mean, yeah, I got to know who I'm, okay, like whoever I'm challenging, I got to know what kind of experience they got. Because if they're beginners and shit like that, yeah, they can get really hurt. And what am I going to get out of it? I'm beating Marines, heavyweight boxers, you know, come on. That's what I'm saying. I can't be taking step backs. And again, today, the guy was in the Navy, 230, 240 pounds, big motherfucker. Beat his ass, stopped him, crushed him. You know what I'm saying? 82 is going to be the runner. Because I'm trained. I'm going to prepare. I was jet lagged, man. I'm telling you, I flew so much, man. Yeah, I mean, I got it all, man. Undefeated. Main gift is my wife, man. A beautiful wife. Daria Zelenoff. Yeah, me and her have been together for 10 months, man. It's almost a year. Almost a year. Wow. Oh, man, me and Daria are together forever, man. It's, we will never, ever break up, obviously. We're, you know, like super couple. The champ and my bombshell wife.
Yeah, it's just incredible because, like, I was gone for, like, more than a month, and I come back, and I just continue doing what I was doing before I left, and that's whooping some ass. Whooping ass, man, you know?
Yeah, I'm a little pissed about the knockdown, but at the same time, all the punches I landed on his face, it just, I gave the guy a beating. See, if it was a close fight and I got knocked down, then I'd be like, oh, fuck. Like, yeah, I won no matter what, but I'm just saying, if it was close, then I'd be like, ah, shit, got to get back to the gym, got to get a new victory because this was just, but no, nah, he went close. I was punching the guy over and over. You saw in the video what I did? Yeah. Haymaker, haymaker, haymaker. Off the video. Haymaker, haymaker. I mean, come on. Okay, so Charlie Zelenoff beats the shit out of a heavyweight from the Navy. The guy from the Navy, they got smashed, landed one knockdown, and Charlie just gets up and continues crushing him. I mean, see, against Southpaw Silk, that was kind of a close fight. I beat him, but it was kind of close. This wasn't close. This was just one side and all Zelenoff, man. See, with Southpaw Silk, because I beat the shit out of Southpaw Sill and he landed a lucky knockdown. But see, Southpaw Sill, it was mostly jabs to the body. Yeah, I hit him in the face too, but it was mostly jabs to the body. This guy, no body shots at all. It was all head shots. One jab to the face and like 8 or 9 hooks. And he landed like 2 punches. 1 or 2 punches. Yeah, it was one side of him. I crushed him. 81 and 0, man. Yeah, so title of the radio, I just want to fight today and beat a Navy heavyweight, 81 and 0 back from Ukraine. But yeah, Ukraine, you know, it's a whole different world out there, man. It's just so different. You know, the food is really good. You know, my wife cooks for me. And my wife cooks really good, but we ate at restaurants and stuff like that. And, yeah, the food is top-notch over there in Ukraine. Yeah, United States is definitely the best country there. I didn't go there to see Ukraine. I went there to see my wife. You know, it was like that type of thing where, you know, we love each other. Wherever she's at, I'm gone. It's a process until they let her out. But me, I'm an American. I got an American passport. I can travel wherever, you know. But there's a 90-day law that I had to leave before 90 days expire. And when I come back, I'm thinking of getting a visa before I can stay longer. And, you know, because my wife, she was very upset when I left. And, you know, she's getting over it now. She's getting better. But she was very upset. I left earlier than 90 days. But, you know. I'm saying next time when I come back, I can stay longer. Yeah, shout out to all my fans, man. You know, it's been a long time. You know, I know that. See, I'm the greatest boxer ever, and with me, I fight all the time, 2, 3, 4 times in a month, and don't be surprised if you see another victory on YouTube, and this time the whole fight. But this month, I'm saying, June, 2 months, no, nothing was uploaded. Not, I mean, I was in a different country, you know, how am I going to upload shit? Plus, I was with my wife, you know, I don't got time for anything or anybody. You know, I love her, you know, I mean, that's more important than anything. My wife is more important than anything, period. So when I was with her, all the focus was on her, boxing aside, everything aside. But see, once I came back, this is it. Right away, I got to fight and I got to win. Now, that's a champion. No training camp, none of this quote-unquote training camp that Floyd Mayweather has where he fucking, you know, come on, 6 months, 8 months, what is this bullshit, man? We got mainstream boxing. You fucking retards, man. Hey, go on YouTube, man. Haymakers, me landing on, well, Haymakers on heavyweight, Navy. Big motherfucker. Yeah, that's what I told him. That underground boxing, it's real boxing. You just fight. It's about combat. 81-0, son. You know what I mean? Saturday, June 13, man. Hey, Saturday, man. I want on Saturday. But see, you know how fake boxing only does it on Saturdays? Yeah. And real boxing, there's no, like, particular day that, oh, yeah, Friday, Saturday, hell, I can fight on Monday, on a Sunday. It doesn't matter. I just go to the gym. Sometimes I take my belt. Sometimes I don't, because I'm so confident I'm going to win that I don't even take my belt most of the time. Sometimes, yeah, because nobody's ever can beat me, man. Yeah, the rule is to get my belt, you got to defeat me. But 81 tried and 81 failed. Come on. It's a lot of challengers, man. I mean, I've been fighting for almost 11 years. And for 11 years, nobody has beat me. I mean, nobody even came close. Yeah, the whole illusion that the haters started that Deontay Wilder gave me my first loss never happened. Listen, I crushed him in the ring. Okay. I hit him in the body real hard. Got caught. But then he disqualified himself. Threw at me while I was down. And that's not a victory, man. It's a victory for me, but it's not the best victory. But if you look back at the ring fight, dude, I nearly knocked his head off. I mean, come on. Yeah, I'd say, well, I rushed him. I hit him clean on the jaw. The guy flew the fuck away. Hey, solid win. What, solid? 6'7", 230 pounds? What the fuck? I don't see fucking Floyd Mayweather Jr. challenging Deontay Wilder and rushing him and then connecting on him and making him fly across from one side of the ring to the other. Yeah, I mean, come on. Today, you saw how big that heavyweight was, man? A middleweight beating heavyweights. I mean, I find that on, go on HBO or some shit. Joke time. Look, fake BO. It's not HBO. It's fake BO. And it's not Showtime. It's Joke Time. Joketown Boxing, and it's not Fox Sports West, it's Fox Sports Actor Fest, you see? Fake motherfuckers, that's why I give all these motherfuckers nicknames, man. They're fake. I give them nicknames of the clown and a bitch ass, man. 81. The Chosen One got number 81. Kobe Bryant, like he was bragging about his 81 points. Man, I got 81 fights, motherfucker. 81 fights, 81 wins, son. Who got 81, motherfucker? Charlie Zeleno. Shit. Yeah, now it's just about loving my wife and winning fights. That's it. Proved all the idiots wrong. So that. No, the thing is, when a woman that beautiful loves you and spend so much time with her, I'm so used to her. It just feels kind of weird. She's, you know, again, distance, you know, yeah. Hey, you know, she's waited 8 months to see me, and I came, and we met. Therefore, the next time I go see her, it's not going to be in 8 months. It's going to be in a few months. I'm not on probation anymore, you know what I'm saying? I can go wherever the fuck I want. At any time I want. Yeah, it's another blessing that I'm not on probation anymore. Still, though, man, you get all the fights either in the ring or at the gym. Yeah, I'm satisfied with the win. I'll beat the shit out of the guy. Landed some nice fucking headshots on him. Charlie's going off the turns, man. But yeah, these haters I don't know, I don't follow what they say, but the ones that were hoping on my downfall, I'm never going to see it. I mean, I have days where, you know, this is not a bad day. I was I boxed phenomenal today. But days where, you know, the opponent gets lucky, scores a knockdown on me. And I get up and I finish them. That's it. See, the whole 10-8 round, no. It would still be like a 10-9 round for me because I landed like 10 punches on him and he landed like 2. So there, even with a knockdown, he still loses. But he got TKO'd, man. He could score 10 knockdowns and he lost. He got TKO'd. That's what I'm saying. There's no point of counting, oh, but he had a knockdown. Yeah, you may have been ahead on points, but he had a knockdown. Knockdown's 2 points. Even in the underground, it's 2 points. Okay, but I TKO'd him. I got up and stopped. So there's no round scoring. It's a fucking technical knockout. Win for Charlie Vee. What? His only bragging right is that he was getting his ass beat by the champ and he scored a lucky knockdown again. Oh, come on. Okay, well, why didn't he finish me? Why didn't he follow up? Well, follow through. Well, there you go. I got up and finished him. I'm never going to lose. There's no way. I'm never going to lose. Charlie Z, greatest in history. Yeah, that's it. Best of all time. Yeah, and shout out to all my fans, man. They've been there from day one, supporting me. It's been an honor. Yeah, I'm a lot more relaxed. You know, on the aggressive when I fight, man. But like that, I'm a lot more relaxed. Man. Spend a lot of quality time with my wife, man. It helped a lot, man. It helped a lot. Calmed me down. You know, made me realize that there's a lot more to life than proving crazy people wrong. And that's why I'm so laid back. You know? Yeah, today it was actually funny how this Navy guy was bragging, man. He showed me his Navy license, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. I beat a U.S. Marine before, man. What the fuck? Put that shit in the garbage, man. Fucking Navy, man. Navy, okay, big fucking deal. You in the Navy, so what, son? The fucker was showing me, I'm serious, he showed me his Navy license. I'm like, motherfucker, put on the gloves, man. I'll show you my license, motherfucker. Boom, boom. I showed him my license. The GOAT license. Bitch ass fucking clown. And then I told him after the fight, I'm like, Navy boy. He turns around and I'm like, you got your ass beat. Yeah, he sure did, man. In the end, especially, man. What you all saw in the video, yeah, that was good. But, dude, in the end, lit him up. Lit him up. Just crushed him. He didn't hit back, nothing. It was just one-sided, just bow, 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 bow. All right, you all saw when I hit that TV guy on the head over and over? Yeah, it was even better, actually, because these hits were more accurate. I got him in the face, on the head. No back of the head punches, just side of the head and face, just like Quinn on the jaw. Wrecked him, man. Wrecked him. 19 more to go, man. We're going to go over time because I'm back in Ukraine. A lot of stuff to cover that I want to cover. But, yeah, man, it was just funny as fuck how this guy was bragging to me about his Navy license. I mean, and I just beat the shit out of him, man. I mean, he got scared of him. You know, after I was landing on him, haymakers on him, he landed a fluke knockdown. I got up and just pow, pow, pow. He kept backing up. It was hard for me to throw that one knockout punch and lay him out. So I was waiting for him to make a mistake. He clinched me, and I just went, bah, 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 bah. See that? He was done. Somebody just grabbed us both and literally tackled us. And we all fell down, all three of us, and that was it. It just stopped the fight. You know what I'm saying? See, I don't know. I'm not sure if the person tackled us or maybe the guy that I was beating up. What if he dropped from that was partially. If he dropped, changes the result of the. Then it's not TKO1. Then it's KO. Because if he dropped, yeah. I mean, I got some of that is on tape. Not how I was hitting him, but how we both fell down. I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's really hard to tell. Look, I crushed the motherfucker, but if he drops from my punches, then it's a knockout. Well, I was hitting him a lot, and I was hitting him hard. But see, he had me in a clinch. He tried, but then I got out of the clinch, and I just started punching him. So there you go. There you have it, man. Charlie Zelenoff wins again. 81 tried, 81 failed. 82 is going to fail. And let me say something about, all right, you know how every year I win 10 or more fights, like double digits, double figures? All right, every year for 5 years straight now with today's win, makes it 10 wins on the year. Every year, I score 10-plus wins. 2011, I won 13 fights. 2012, 12 fights. 2013, 15 fights. 2014, 23 wins last year. 23 wins, world record in boxing history. This year so far, 10 wins. You see that? Now, get the fuck out of here with that Muhammad Ali, Cassius Clay, fake boxer, whatever the fuck. These guys never fought them. But I do it every year. It's not like I did it once and this is it, and then the rest of the year is I. Man, every year, fucking 10-plus wins, man. Charlie G. 5 years straight. Come on, man. You can't dispute that, man. And nobody fights this often, man. If from 2011 to 2015, man, if you count up how many goddamn fights I won, yeah, I mean, now that I'm back from Ukraine, I took my break. See, I wanted a break. Not 2 weeks off, not 3 weeks. Not, I wanted at least a few months off. And I got it. I took 2 months off. This is it. No more breaks. The next break is going to be when I go to Ukraine again and be with my wife. Yeah, that's and no more breaks. When I'm in L.A., there's only breaking, no breaks. I do the breaking. What I'm saying is I finally got my rest, and this is it. Now I'm right back at it. Yeah, because I'm a real champion. I'm a real fighter. I'm not like these fake boxers on television that take fucking 6, 7, 8, 9 months off. No, man. These guys, they don't like to fight. They just like money. They're fake. They don't like to fight. I like money too, but in boxing, in real boxing, underground, it's about combat. It's about who the winner is. It's about who wins more punches. It's about that. It's not about, oh, how much am I getting paid? Look at my Rolls Royce. No, man. It's like, hey, look at my wife, man. You want to brag about a Rolls Royce? Look at my wife. Yeah, you're not going to... Come on, everybody knows Charlie Zelenoff is the hottest wife. That's like not even a debate. And that's not bragging. I mean, look at her. She's a goddess. You know what I'm saying? Okay, but see? There you go. All these rich motherfuckers, yeah, I don't have as much money as them, but I'm superior. I'm a superior boxer to all of them. My wife's superior than all their ugly bitches that they have. Therefore, I'm superior to them overall, regardless of their fucking financial success. I'm talking about boxing here, all right? Floyd Mayweather is a fraud. He can have, I don't know, he can have more money than, no, he doesn't. There's no way. I'm saying, for example, he can have more money than Bill Gates. He could have billions. It's not going to change the fact that I'm better than him as a fighter. You understand? If I hit Mayweather in the jaw, he'd drop. He'd get knocked out. That's it. Because a lot of these delusional haters, like when I would tell them, all they do is bring up money. Oh, but Mayweather's rich, Tyson is that, rich, they got money. Okay, but they can't fight. But I'm better than them. You know what I mean, man? Look at the comp I'm beating, man. I'm beating fucking Marines, heavyweights, heavyweight boxers, heavyweight kickboxers. Everybody, man. What's it called? Okay, U.S. Marine, U.S. Navy now. Who's next? Fucking Navy SEAL? I mean, nobody can beat me. I mean, come on. All right, the military. All right, first, listen, every boxer tried, failed. Every heavyweight boxers tried, failed. Different weight boxers, all boxers tried. kickboxers tried, failed. MMA motherfuckers, MMA fighters tried, failed. Street fighters, teardrop, failed. Fucking murderer failed, man. Who else? Military guys tried. U.S. Marine, U.S. Navy, failed, lost. Hey, Charlie Zelenoff is the best. Validated, I mean, it's been validated, but now it's just cemented. You can't dispute it. You can't dispute the undisputed. You can't beat the unbeatable. I'm best of all time. Yeah, I'll be 27 years old next month, man. Huh? Shit, yeah. I've accomplished a lot, man. I married a gorgeous woman. Won 81 fights. Gonna win many more. I'm sure I'm gonna win even before my birthday. You know, get in like maybe another win, make it 82-0. And that's it. No, what I'm saying is I accomplished a lot in such a short time. I'm still young, but I'm in my prime. 27, yeah, that's a prime right there. A lot of battles, man. A lot of fighting. That's a lot of fights. That's fuck. 26, officially 26 years old. 81 wins and losses. Man, it's a lot of boxing. Charlie Zitti, pound for pound king. That's a lot of fighting, man. It's a short time. Yeah, man. Time flies, man. Hey, but look, I've done it. I'm married. I have a wife. I'm undefeated. I mean, this is it, man. Now, what's next? Live happily ever after with my wife. And you know, 81-0, and get gold, get to the 100-0. Once I get to 100-0, this is it. Retire on top, man. All right, well, it's been an honor and a pleasure. And I know I haven't done a radio in a while. Today I did. Well, because I was in a different country, I couldn't. Yeah, but now I'm back. And you know, everybody that listens, everybody that supports and appreciates the GOAT, man, Charlie Z, hey, more power to you. And I appreciate your support. Same way that you appreciate my skills, man. Charlie Zona, number one pound for pound. Stay tuned for next radio. Have a good night, everybody.